If there is one thing I am certain of is that my brother loved cars. He loved new ones, fast ones, lowered ones, raised ones, ones with dents and dings, ones with hearts, and ones that needed a lot of love. My brother learned to drive early on and bought his first car before he was 16, an 84 Buick Regal with hydraulics. My mother wasn't pleased to have another car leaking oil in our driveway. The first ticket he received was before he even had a license. He was moving the Regal out of the driveway to pull in another car. My mother had refused to sign the waiver for him to take his driver's license tests because she wasn't satisfied with his grades. But that didn't stop him from buying that Regal or more cars. Eventually, he sold it when he needed money. Before my brother was 18, he had owned at least 10 cars, and by the time he was 27, he had owned at least 30. If he would have lived longer, I had no doubt that that number would have grown. About a month before my brother was killed, I asked my father why he likes cars so much. "It's in the blood," my father answered. He said it as if that should have explained everything. Later, I thought about what it means for cars to be in the blood or in any part of my identity to be located in a fluid that circulates within my body. As American Indians, our blood is quantified by the U.S. government. I have sheets of paper, certificates of degree of Indian blood, official Bureau of Indian Affairs documents that number me, state my fraction of Indian blood and where it comes from. We become fractions. Even a full blood is 4-4, a mathematical number that seems to imply that it can fracture at any moment. Because my native ancestry comes from more than one tribe, I have more than one paper that documents my multiple fractions. But most of the time, I don't feel fractured, split up piece by piece because of my blood. I feel the most fractured, made unwhole by the loss of my brother. He was 4 years younger, but as we grew older, the age difference between us seemed to shrink. We rarely argue, but could still exasperate each other as siblings can. His death made me feel more incomplete than I've ever had in my life. Then came the day I had the realization that I was now missing the only sibling I was ever close to, the one person who I'd shared so many childhood memories with, the one person who was born from the exact same mother and father. We shared both blood and story. I'm always searching for meaning. What does it mean to be a sister to a brother who has passed away? And what did our father mean when he said that it was in our blood? I imagine our blood, red and liquid, with miniature cars flowing through it, being passed down from one generation. Am I only half car lover or something more fragmented? What about my nephews and niece? What about my baby nephew who was 6 months old when his dad was killed? How does he learn about what is in his blood? My baby nephew's first word was tractor. Is this evidence of my brother's blood in his son or something else that is more easily explained? Mm-hmm.